Blog Talk Radio.
Speed by the numbers on the dash. If I see the cops flee, oh, them boys tryna race until I press the NOS point and I venture into space. I'm a monster behind the wheel, that's the California blood, homie. Tie smoke, ghost white like the blood, homie. Shredding rubber, dipping up and down like flipper. I'm the new avatar, they call it a corner bender. Yeah, I get it, I've been tipsy when I'm ripping through the city. I've been lifted off the Henny, but greedy getting litty. I get greedy, don't get giddy on me, homie, I do it. Head, neck, I remove it, test me, let me prove it. My vision running with my motherfucking glass set. I'm going dead from my cherry bomb glass packs, yeah. I be in my own zone, got people chasing in my bones. I get it and get gone.
We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in these Oakland. We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in these Oakland.
Guess who's at it again? It's that pimpin' ass nigga though. Pimpin' ass fitted, still sporting that apple though. Come get a whiff of game of holding ass kind of crew. Come from me, I'm knocking out a nigga's front too. Got my foot on the gas while a nigga dragging gas. Pocket full of cash, gigging with a girl with hella ass. Give me that work and I'm collecting like I'm in church. No break, the mall gas, kinda like a fast track. Through hella fast, pull your nigga's top back. It's a capital DOP, even in corners, mobbing on PND. Keep my foot on the gas, put my take on MG. Coming from the city where we let him go. California bread, heart pumping nitro. Got a cup, throw that oil, wrap tight, I never spoil. 10 toes in the trophy raised on the soil. We bring the heat when them tempers get to boiling.
We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in these Oakland. We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in these Oakland.
Stay gassing all around the hood. Pedal to the floor, cash up to no good. We give a fuck, hell yeah, we wow. Those motherfuckers been killing us for a while. Pop the top part liquor for you know who. It's Friday, I drank the rest with my boo. Half the turkey for me, I blows her back out. We do the same to my neighbors, you deal with the math. Tell a trifle, some I love from my pops. Every night I hit the block to make money off of these crops. I got cookies, Cali Kush, your mind. You niggas can't knock my house, so I try. Second bricks riding with from 24s, from my shoes to my clothes, not no hoes. In the club screaming East Oakland, on the dance floor, drinking and smoking.
We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in East Oakland. We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in East Oakland.
Promise myself that I love you.
many times must I say that for you to understand? Don't you know that I love you, baby? Don't you know? Without a doubt,
you are
my sweetest inspiration.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I'm always down for anything that you say.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I love you so, yeah. I really love you, don't you know, yeah. I really, really do, yeah. I'm really so in love with you, yeah.
Don't you know that?
Oh, ooh, yeah. I used to doubt every girl that I'd meet. I thought that nobody could knock me off my feet. But you are the one who made my heart bell ring. And that's why I'm sure that this is
serving 7 winters and 6 summers, Remy Ma finally released from prison.
If Peter Piper packed them, I bet you Remy's up them. I told you not to touch them, it's not up for discussion. All my clothes are custom, straight from France. My hands like Mayweather, all my friends ate and said that I get a lot of money, honey. Queen bitch and bean bitch, fighting a guy for my guy, make you a mean bitch. I'm a dream bitch, mean bitch, take one for the team, bitch.
Wake me up when the morning comes. You bitches ain't humble enough. When the morning comes. When the morning comes. Wake me up. When the morning comes. When the morning comes. When the morning comes. This fake ass bitch is just done. So wake me up early.
I'm rich, I'ma stay that bitch. You fake ass bitch. You owe homage, pay that shit. Spray that fifth. That crown, I'ma take that shit. Cause you a clown and homies don't play that shit. See, they ain't slick. We talking all praying shit. And then you see him, they be like that thing, say that shit. I hate that shit. I can make or break your shit. See, I got options. Don't make me weigh them shit. I heard he lay that dick. You let him fillet that fish. You just met him. How he bay that quick? I say it to your face. Don't gotta relay that shit. If Nick Cole and Kidman OJ that bitch, take that trip. Get money, make that lick. Take your pick. That's a set, claim that click. Bitch, you so thirsty. Obey that shit. If that's a dog, I suggest you go train that bitch.
Wake me up when the morning comes. bitches ain't humble enough. When the morning comes, when the morning comes, wake me up. When the morning comes, when the morning comes, when the morning comes. Fake ass bitches is done. So wake me up early, we can't trust. I bet you hear me bust. Got these niggas on lock, but we never cuff. Can't be them trust. I bet you hear me bust. Got these niggas on lock, but we never cuff. Queen, be them trust. I bet you hear me bust. Got these niggas on lock, but we never cuff. Queen, be them trust. I bet you hear me bust. Now we got these niggas on lock, but we never cuff.
Wake me up
when the morning comes. You bitches ain't humble enough. When the morning comes, when the morning comes, wake me up. When the morning comes, when the morning comes, when the morning comes,
these fake ass bitches is done. So wake me up early.
What I thought you said. Now let me offer this as a rebuttal.
They say, little number, where you been at? I'm just passing the breeze. I've been running up a check, that's why these bitches on me. I've been cooling, laying low, but I'm not taking the seat. But just know a nigga back in this time, I won't leave. I've been running, 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 gotta check me your back. I got hundreds on my neck and I got twos on my ass. Nigga said I'm going broke while I just take it and laugh. I be feeding in that forum with 5-0 on my ass. But I'm that nigga, I won't never change. Rubbing off the paint, smoking dank. Got a Uzi in my lap, I let it bang. Free Latay, no, he keep a K. But he not take care of the chop and let it blow and watch this bitch eat his face. I'm that nigga. And all my young niggas pulling triggers, we gorillas. We let this bitch off until you feel it. For you niggas, that's always on IG with them yiggies. Taking pictures, is you really gon' use them or you just loafing for them bitches? You niggas really hoes and you be acting like these bitches. You niggas say I silent, but y'all probably in there snitching. Most of the niggas that's around me throwing seeds like they crippin', but they do it for the twins. Free Lil Corey and Lil Chrissy, but I'm rocking with my shooters and that's mandatory. One up top like I'm Mozzie, bitch, I keep a 40. You say I'm lacking, nigga, try me, shoot you in your shorty. I'm cooking up in the lab like I'm Rick and Morty. 40 popper, hit a mobster, turn your brain to pasta. Hit a oppa, dread swinging just like I'm a rocker. Smoking ganja and I'm duded, walking in my Prada's. Any nigga touch my gangster, nigga, I'm a popper. And we ain't throwing hands with you fuck niggas. It's one up top up in that chamber, better duck, nigga. Niggas dissing on Lil Valley, he get slumped, nigga. We shoot his body, then we lay him in that trunk, nigga. 100, bitch, that's on my life. I won't never fold a nigga speaking on Lil Quayward, and that nigga gotta go. I'm really small, but I can fight, but I'ma steal up that pole. Where you niggas think I'm pussy, you gon' have to show me, ho. Police always at my fucking crib. I don't tell them shit, I'm really rapping about this fucking life that I fucking live, but I be coolin', tryna focus on them fucking dividends. But if it's money on your head, well, I'ma fucking get it, man.
Tonight I'm gonna show you all. When I walk away, what it do? It's your boy Dope Ass Music, Real Trap Wednesday. We almost got everybody in the building. We almost got everybody in the building. So, gonna play this last song, and then we're gonna get straight to it. Shout out to my man, Git. Shout out to my man, Dave. Shout out to Lady B. Real Trap Wednesday. Hey, if you're near your girlfriend, put on some boxing gloves and punch her in the face when this song come on. Okay.
I don't know what it is about this two-time music. It just does something to me.
Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dang. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dang. I'm set tripping on you, nigga. Y'all don't bleed like I bleed, I'm gorilla. The homies mad cause some Crips is my hitter. I do a show, drop a bag, they gon' get you. I'm colorblind, I can't see shit. But this Mac on my dresser with a full clip. I don't crack under pressure, fuck the bullshit. When I fly, homicide, did a news clip. Report live from your hood. On the phone, I wish you would. Come around me with that fake shit. Throwing gang signs, we don't say shit. Applying pressure when I'm running down. I'ma start G checking on you fucking clam. One question, is you fucking down? Wrong answer, hit 100 rounds. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dang. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dang. Who brought you home? How you turn blood? Who locked you in? How you turn cuffs? Who brought you home? How you turn blood? Who locked you in? How you turn cuffs? Give it to a nigga right in broad day. On his block, fuck a warning shot. Let them all spray. Throwing shots right in front of cops with a long K. Fuck a hop, let his body rock in his hallway. He got hit, she got hit. Send a speed flip, fly run, shot fire. Send his knees clip, snatch his flag. Now you mad, I'm a polygraph. Why you lying? Now you lying. In a body bag. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dang. Throw your hood up. Who brought you home? How you turn blood? Who locked you in? How you turn cops? Who brought you home? How you turn blood? Who locked you in? How you turn cops?
Cover up your label so niggas can't steal your shit. Hey, it's your boy Dope Ass Music, Real Trap Wednesday. We now in the building. Shout out to everybody tuned in online. Shout out to everybody tuned in on the switchboard. We gonna start off with this just old regular old Negro. You know what I'm saying? He ain't nobody special or nothing. What's up, Dave?
Who wrote you in? How you turn cuz? Nigga, who put you in? How you turn Hey, I fuck with that, bro. I'm in the gym hitting that hard. You ever call me regular again, I'm going to have that motherfucking cabinet over 2 times come to your house and slap the shit out you. If you ever call me regular, nigga, I'm the flyest nigga you ever met, man, without fucking propellers. What's happening, baby?
Ah, oh, man, shout out to my man. Hey, that Casanova go hard, bro. Like, the crazy thing
hard.
Is I'm on Instagram, right? And, you know, when the dude was sitting there, he was and he punched his girlfriend, bro, I was like, man, I need to know what song that is, because if that make you punch your fine-ass woman like that, it's got to be a lit song, man.
Nah, bro, I'm telling you, bro, put that shit on in any type of hostile environment, in the gym, whatever. Hell, if you about to get in a pussy, put that on, bro. I rock with that New York shit right there. Shots out, Captain Over 2 times. 1 time, man.
What are you saying? Shout out for Bruno Mars for stealing New Jack Swing and doing the Morris Day on it. Shout out to that.
Yeah, real talk. Talk to him, though. Talk to him.
That's, I'm just saying. So you might as well just call him the new guy, because that's basically all he's doing. He's just doing guy shit.
Yeah, he got some shit, though. Shouts out to him, though. He got some shit.
I'm just saying, I mean, I guess you could give him a pass because he's like 32, though. So it's really biting. It's really biting. Now, under 30, if he was like 22, 23, okay, then, you know, you putting a fresh spin on some stuff. But, bro, you old enough to remember what guys sounded like. So you biting. Yeah,
okay, but I like your first rotation with that Luther, though. I was fucking with that Luther. Which Luther was that again?
Don't you know? Don't.
Yeah.
Don't you know that? Don't you really? Hey. Boy. Hey,
Luther got some bangers, man.
You got to slip Luther in every now and then. You got to slip. No, pause. You don't have to slip Luther. You have to play Luther music every now and then.
But,
I do not slip Luther. I don't slip
but you
no
know
Luther.
What, though? But keep it real. I'm not fucking the Luther, though. Pause, whatever. I'm not fucking. You're never going to be like, I'm never going to be like, hey, bro, put that Luther on. Fuck that. Fuck that.
You're fucking it too short. You're like, you have no class.
I'm fucking, let me tell you something. I'm listening to me. This never fails to anybody listening. Lil Wayne, Lollipop, Twista, Get It Wet, the original, and even the newer version. Never fails. Never fails, bro. Never fails.
See, this is why this nigga's married. This is exactly why he married. No tax. No tax.
No tax? No tax?
Right. No tax. No tax. He's just old Pornhub Negro. Just an old Pornhub
I'm
Negro.
Sorry. No. Nobody's using Pornhub, man. Shouts out to X videos. Get your X videos in your life, all right? Just trust me on that one. There's no viruses on there. It's a great search engine. You can find anything, people. Xvideos.com. Man, I should be getting paid for that endorsement.
We should definitely get paid for this.
You
well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and bring on the black Mufasa, the black Larry King, the mayor of Duval, the only Negro that's left off of Love & Hip Hop Miami, your brother and mine, the go-to bandit, Jit Chronicles.
Hey, I fucked with that, though. Those niggas left me off. I should have been on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? This your boy, Jit Chronicles,
yes.
A.K.A. the black Larry King. I'm the nigga that can put you on or take you off. You dig? You know what I'm saying? So,
what's up,
fellas? I'm in the building. I'm ready to rock out. What we got going on,
that's
man?
My
hey,
man. Some people feeling some kind of way that y'all didn't come through last week. I'm just gonna let say y'all. I'm gonna throw it out. I'm gonna throw y'all.
What do you mean, y'all?
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna throw y'all.
It's all love, baby.
Oh, man. Hey, but they're glad we're back. I told them we're going to have a lit show because I have some wonderful topics for tonight.
Oh, we do. We do.
So with no further delay, Jit, let's go ahead and get to these topics so we can start the controversy immediately.
Immediately. Man, it's real Trap Wednesdays on Mix the Blow Radio. You know what I'm saying? First topic of the night, who's to blame for H&M? I know y'all all heard about it. You know what I'm saying? We discussed it a little bit on Grand Hard Radio last night. I want to put this out here and I'm going to be 100% with it. H&M is to blame for H&M. Now, let's just keep it 100. I don't think they did it intentionally. I said what I said last night on the show. I went back and I thought about it. When the process was going on, I really don't think, hey, it ain't nothing until they saw the backlash that they got off of social media. Now, a lot of motherfuckers, and then look, check this out. She just posted on Facebook. The mom was like, what y'all worried about it for? I got a check. I didn't see nothing offensive. Whatever the case may be, dope. I think you said something similar to that last night. This, my thing is, once that shit got put out in the public for us to have an opinion about and for social media to have an opinion and if we want to get offended, that's some offensive shit. You got a black boy wearing a motherfucking hoodie talking about some shit about some monkey. And y'all know I don't talk about no people. You know, I don't talk about people churn. But, hell, the little nigga kind of looked like a little monkey. So that added to the motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? I have to keep it all the way 100.
No chill.
I got to keep it all the way 100. And the only reason why I'm saying that because motherfuckers still, this was their justification for it. Well, what you mad about it for? She got a check. Whether she got a check or didn't get a motherfucking check, right is right and wrong is wrong. That was dead ass wrong. It's offensive. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? H&M is responsible, and it's some offensive shit to put out there. You know what I'm saying? And it's just wrong. I don't give a fuck how you chop it up. If she got a check, didn't get a check. It's dead ass wrong. That's some racist ass shit, to be honest with you. And not all black people call their kids monkey. Because that's another thing they were saying. When you say it to your turn, sit your monkey ass down. Not all black people say that. So that's some bullshit right there. Fellas, I'm going hard on this one because I didn't like that. That did something to me. It was dead ass wrong. It's racist and it's fucking offensive. And H&M is to blame. And I never heard of the motherfuckers before this shit started. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it's a ploy on that or a play on that. Never heard of the company before. Ever. That's my thoughts about it, fellas. I want to know what y'all think. Had me stuttering a little bit because I'm so fucking pissed, y'all. Then the dumbass mama get online.
Oh, shoot.
Because she got a chance. All
right. Zave, go ahead. Say your piece.
Follow up to my nigga right there. Shit. Nigga, pass the keys like we used to do.
Like we used to do, nigga.
All right, let me say that. Let me follow up after. You feel me? Let me follow up after the minister get. You feel me? Okay, how about this? How about this one? Hear me out. Who's to blame is the question. We could say the mama's to blame. We could say H&M is to blame. We could say all that. But how about we do this? How about we start taking the power of all that negative words that they try to attach with us as black people? Like when they call us gorillas, apes, and monkeys. I don't know about you, but we could take the power and be like, hell yeah, I'm a gorilla, a silver black gorilla, a big dick gorilla, a strong gorilla. We need, and that monkey, that's a gorilla in training. And when he get older, he going to be fucking your bitches, and he going to be terrorizing your city too. We got to learn how to sometimes.
It's a positive way of looking at it.
No, I'm with you, though. I'm with you with the anger, because if it was a little white girl and on the sweater, I saw this Photoshop, I'm the brightest little cracker in the box.
Exactly.
But they still offended? So,
exactly.
No, it's offensive. There's no way around it. That should have never happened. And whoever put that on there, I hope that they're at least getting reprimanded for that, because that wasn't a smart thing to do from a branding point of view. Everybody on this phone is trying to brand themselves in some way. Black Larry King, Jit, myself, we're trying to brand. We're trying to expand our portfolio. So anything that makes somebody like my brother Jit go off the way he did is offensive. However,
yes,
we as black people, we can keep complaining about it, or we can get smarter and start flipping shit on them and take the power away from it.
That's
just
how
like
I
we
do.
Did nigger. Just like we did nigger, we turned that to nigger, and that's the most famous word in the motherfucking book right now. Now, yeah, other people are using that. We wish that didn't happen. But my point is, we got to get creative and take the power from a lot of shit. We got to. That anger shit, that getting mad about it, you know what it's not going to do? It ain't going to change nothing. It ain't, man. Because you just said, what did you just say? I didn't even know what the fuck H&M was. Now look at you. I bet you know what H&M is now. Let's see what their market share does. Let's see does it go up, does it go down? Does people stop shopping here? What happens now? And for the record, H&M does have some good deals there, Jen. I'm not gonna lie, bro. H&M got some. No, listen to me. H&M got some good ass deals. Like, it's very affordable out here. But I'm with you on this though, bro. I echo what you're saying. I'm just saying we need to spin it and get some power and take it from these motherfuckers.
And Zave, I just want to point out something real quick, man, too, what you said. You know, you said it's, a $1 billion company, a million. I'm pretty sure they make money. My thing is,
they make money.
When you put something out there like that, that's what you pay motherfuckers at the company for. It's, you mean to tell me ain't nobody in that corporation smart enough to say, hey, oh shit, this, you know, you're supposed to have a nigga there to catch shit like that before it even get out. See, that's what I'm saying. Too. You know, everybody want to holler, check, 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 billionaire, money, money, money. But what the fuck that means? When you let shit get out there, that's what you hired that nigga to do.
But how about this? How about we think that somebody probably who did put the hoodie on this little boy, do you think they did it on purpose is the question. Do you think somebody is so fucked up now in society that they're putting it out there now like, this is what we feel? Do you see what I'm saying? We got to think of that. Who put the little boy in that hoodie is what I'm asking if I'm running that photo shoot. Who put this boy in this right now? Should be the question.
And my last thing, I'm gonna just say, when the mama said the shit about that I was there, that was my son, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see nothing wrong with it. She should have shut the fuck up right then. What pissed me off, she said, because I got that check. Bitch.
Yes,
you don't give a fuck about no check.
Yeah,
you should have cut that shit off right then and there. That's my child, I let him do what he wanna do. I would have respected you to the utmost. But they wanna put that check on the end of it. That check ain't shit. Fuck that check, fuck your check. Real nigga shit.
She could have just said, she could have said, there was so much going on, I didn't even know it, I didn't see it, I'm offended, and now let me get another check because I'm going to sue H&M for defamation.
Hey, and
she could have played this off so much more and got way more money and way more publicity, interviews and all type of shit.
We try.
She played herself.
Yeah.
So let Stephen A. Dope come in here. And rattle up the cages.
See, that's that bullshit.
There it is.
All right.
There it is.
So who is to blame?
Mm-hmm.
Black folks, we are to blame for that sweater. The reason why black folks is to blame for that sweater is, number one, we deprecate our own selves for monetary gain. So why is it not cool for white folks to degrade us and demean us for monetary gain? That's first. I don't see no Asian people saying, oh, you know, saying let's walk this way. No, it's not gonna happen. You're not gonna see it by Jewish people. You're not going to – no other race besides us, we're perfectly okay with degrading ourselves for money, right? So
right.
Second thing is of all the humongous million things in this world that we could get mad about, we're mad about a sweater. So we're outraged about this sweater, but we're not – where's the outrage about Trump? Where's the outrage?
But that ain't got. Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying, where's the outrage? This is what I'm
saying. But that ain't got shit to do with it, though. Nothing to do with none of that.
I'm saying we're to blame. You got a Scandinavian. You got a Scandinavian country that's HME is ran by white people in Scandinavia. They are culturally ignorant of the market here in the United States. They don't know. Whatever, and pretty much they're like, okay, well, our market is not to just the United States. Our market is to Europe, Asia, wherever, right? So the mom is second to blame because at the end of the day, you should care how your kid looks, how your kid represents you and your culture. So the mom is second to blame. We as black people are first to blame. Mama's second to blame. And then I say last, HMM, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you got to have somebody in the world that's going to tell you, you know what, that's not going to be a good look. That's not going to be a good look. We don't know if the black people with their $1 trillion worth of spending, the most consumer-based and consuming goods race on the planet, we don't know if they're going to be mad enough not to keep spending money with us. But I wouldn't take that chance. But you never know. That's just my point.
See, we're going to go into a little overtime a little bit. This is what I'm trying to say to you, Duke. Did you start off the conversation by saying that us as black people are to blame when you say who's to blame for H&M? You said the black people, right?
Absolutely.
And that we the only race that degrades ourselves for money.
Yes. We are perfectly okay with whores.
It's whores all over the country. It's prostitutes all over the country. It's pimps all over the country. Different colors, different shapes, different sizes. That's degrading yourself for money. So to me, when you say something like us, that's a bunch of bullshit to me.
Okay.
That's
so
wrong.
The group called NWA.
We're not to blame for social media. We live in a world with social media. We're going to have more opinions than we ever have. We got Twitter. We got motherfucking Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all that motherfucking shit. It ain't our fault we got this shit and the news come quicker to us now. We ain't got to wait for it to come down the pipeline 1 week, 2 weeks. We get it on the third week. Nah, nigga, we getting that bitch when it's fresh out that motherfucking oven. And we not to blame for that. And just like blacks is not to be blamed for them putting this nigga in the motherfucking monkey suit, quote unquote.
Why are they so comfortable? I just gave you a prime example. NWA is niggas called with niggas with attitude. It's a deprecating name, and it was used for profit. I don't see no country groups, no rock group. See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just talking about how we're okay with deprecating ourselves for profit.
To a certain extent. I wouldn't say we're the only ones.
Okay, so right now, I'm just saying.
But you're not going to get me to change my opinion out of how I feel.
I'm not trying to get you to change your opinion. I'm just trying to just see what you – I want you to see what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I don't have to, because I respect
what you're saying. So I do. I see that.
Okay.
And I you know, I'm not judging you, but I disagree
with what
you're saying.
That's all I wanted, you to see what I was saying. Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I respect it, but I disagree with it.
No. I mean, first of all, I like how you said Stephen A. Smith, because he do be doing that on the daily. He be like, hey, I'm just trying to be this guy from Hollis, Queens, but I'm going to say it's us. It's our people. We need to wake up.
I'm like, loving the show tonight. Controversy, baby.
Listen. I like both sides of where you brothers are going with it. I see, Dope, where you're going from the exploitation for the dollar, because you're looking at the – and you can also look at the mom, which is proving his point. The mom said it was cool. I got a check, and my son was wearing it. So I see your point, but I also see Jit's point on this one. We can't blame black people because we never did go around saying monkeys was cool to be called to us or referred to, and we damn sure did not say that all black people are for the exploitation. We didn't create this. We didn't create this monster. We didn't go out there and purposely put this young man in this. This wasn't black people's doing. I get you from the profit point, but I'm saying Jit's right too. This wasn't us saying, hello, my baby, hello, like, yes, sir, we going to dance for you, Mr. Say. We didn't do this. This was a public relations problem. Whoever did the hiring for this photo
shoot. Thank you, Dave.
I'm looking at it from the green point of view. Fuck the black, fuck the white. Who put this young man in this hoodie? Who said this was cool? Was this purposely done by H&M is what we need to discover, or was this I fucked up, or I did this because I'm a racist piece of shit, and a little black boy was on our photo shoot, so I put him in that. That's the bigger issue for me, bro. So
we ain't even mad about the shit, because we could have got mad about the little white dude sitting next to him about the survival or whatever the fuck. That made it even more motherfucking worse. But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We said fuck that nigga, and we focus on what we need to focus on. So that's what I'm saying. You can't blame us
dope,
as a race,
you,
black people. You can't do
but
that.
But dope, you gotta dope. You gotta also. I feel you with the NWA and the pro. You know, I get that. But you got to understand, we are now with the social media thing, since the news is 24/7, I do see a lot more fighting for black power than I've ever seen as well. You got to say that too now, though. I think we have been coming together more on that. We ain't going to keep this, we shall overcome.
And
NWA
with some old-ass, grown-ass niggas, we talking about churn.
Like right now, you got to say that now, though. Hold on. You got to admit that we have been fighting back. We ain't tolerating a lot of shit that back in the days, the AKA the Jordan era, where Republicans buy shoes too. and niggas was just getting checks and shutting the fuck up. Now these niggas is talking back. You gotta say that though.
There's a lot of shuffling though, man. There's a lot of shuffling, bro. You know I see the shuffling, Abby.
I'm telling you, I'm with you.
See the shuffling.
I'm saying, like, they do be shuffling.
It's a lot of shuffling going on.
We be shuffling. We be shuffling, and that's what makes me so mad. I'm like, come on, man, you can't give. At the end of the day,
well, niggas, we shuffled
us,
on the right one this time, then.
This time, I mean, saying. Look, right, they right out here in the Bay Area,
straight out the
they
gate.
Running up in HME stores, destroying the store, and stealing clothes. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, at the end
well, yeah,
of the day.
Well, yeah, don't fuck it up. Just give a nigga something out of that. If they say all these good deals, then, you know, HME give you a little bit of
right.
We stay right in California. We stay right
oh,
in
we
California.
Take
We love shit pop off.
We don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas could have killed Rerun. We gonna break into some shit. Y'all could have killed a lot of people happening. We gonna break into some shit for that, nigga. You what? You kill Rerun? Oh, hell no. We going downtown. What?
We going downtown. Yeah, we're not gonna ruin our neighborhood. Shout out to people in California. We don't go downtown, though. We don't stay in our neighborhoods no
yeah.
more.
Don't
we
fuck
go
up your own.
Downtown.
Yeah.
And we go on the freeway. We shut down freeways. We shut down
yep.
docks. We shut down the government. We not messing up our neighborhoods no more. We gonna mess up your commerce. That's what we gonna we make it. We even make it so you can't make no money today. That's what we
hey,
gonna do.
If you gonna fuck some shit up, don't fuck up your own shit. Fuck up the next nigga.
Nah. Yeah, there you go.
That's real. Respect.
Yeah. Don't mess up the neighborhood that your mama's renting. Don't mess up that neighborhood.
Real talk. Real
good
talk.
Topic though, man. That was controversial. I wish I could talk more on it last night, but I couldn't.
But that's why I brought it up today, Jay, because I could feel your spirit. I knew it, so that's why I had to bring it here. You already know.
It was
on
my spirit,
bro.
I had to get it off my spirit. That's what's up. All right.
You know, we got some time, because you know I made the show a little bit longer than usual.
Okay,
because I knew we was gonna have a good show today. But
good,
something else came on my spirit, because you know. I've been in my blackness all week. Like, I've been really in my blackness this week. You know, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? My black queen, you know, I'm a black king. You saying my princes, like I really been on my black stuff, right? The craziest thing that bothering me right now is how people are still trying to give a rebuttal to Jay-Z for talking about that's not money over here on the story of OJ. Like, black folks are still trying to give a rebuttal to Jay-Z on that.
Oh,
what do you
really?
Think about that, Jay?
Oh,
yeah,
man. I think that's a shame. Stupid shit. That's all I can say on that. It's ridiculous.
Wait, wait. I mean, they're giving a rebuttal to what he was saying on the song?
Yeah. First of all, Bootsy killed me. Like, I lost a lot of respect for Bootsy when he's like, we don't listen to Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. We don't listen to Jay-Z down here. It don't matter if you listen to Jay-Z or not. The man was – right, he said it. I'm giving you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. He said, we don't call that money over here. If you got a billion-dollar nigga saying that's not money over here, why is you still putting money to your ear?
Because
– okay.
All right. You gotta look at it this way, man. Right, and this is the best way I can say this for this type of shit is when I think of that type of shit, bro, that's just what's happening in every hood. I'm gonna give you this. Just trip on. I don't care. Well, I'm gonna say this for Jen's hood. I'm gonna say this for our hood. There's always two type of niggas in the hood. They both hustlers. They both getting it or however, but one looks at the game very strategic and very progressive. And there's another nigga in the hood who's just, I'm getting it, nigga. I'm making it. Fuck what you talking about. It's about fucking these bitches, getting this money, driving these cars. I'm not thinking about progressing. I'm in the game. So
tell them what movie that was from, Dave, because they might not know what movie that's from. Go ahead and tell them what movie that's
from.
That
is from Paid in Full. That is from Paid in Full, Mekhi Phifer. I'm telling you, game, there's two type of niggas in the hood, man. So you got a Boosie and you got a Jay-Z. I'm just, hear me out. And Jay-Z's an old, you know, they're still old. Don't get it fucked up. Boosie, you 30-something years old, nigga. Trust that. But you got the nigga who I've been there, done that, and I'm elevated over here. I'm diversifying my portfolio. You know, getting it. I'm still the nigga. I'm not thinking about that shit. So what you talking about, go ahead with that, Sharif, Minister Society, 93. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My point. So that's all it is, bro. It's just a disattachment. That's all it is. It's always been our problem in our hood. There's always been a disattachment with one another. Y'all still got the same common goal, but you want to say, fuck what that nigga doing. It's my wave over here. That's what's going
on,
bro.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed in that statement Boosie made, too, because my thing is, yeah, a lot of us down south cats, you know, we not as diverse as, you know, moving around the state and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So for him to say some shit, you still knew who the fuck Jay-Z was. You know, we didn't play a lot of Jay-Z in my hood, but I used to buy that nigga albums, go in the store and buy his shit. You know, so that was kind of disappointing to hear him say that too.
You know what? I didn't like Jay-Z until after the Black Album. That's when I started listening. I did like, you know, Hard Knock Life, The Streets Is Watching. I did like The Streets Is Watching, the one with it was just good about a week ago, the one with Too Short.
Mm-hmm.
So I never listened to Reasonable Doubt. I've never listened to Reasonable Doubt. I just listened to Illmatic for the first time. I just listened to Illmatic for the first time like 3 months ago.
But you got a trip though. It's also a geography thing. Like Jip down south, bro. Them niggas probably wasn't rocking with Jay-Z like that. I bet you they were listening
to Trick
Daddy.
You didn't hear. You really didn't.
I bet you they were listening
to
more Trick Daddy.
They closer to New York than we are.
I know, but hold on, but hear what I'm saying, though. I bet you he was listening to more like Trick Daddy, JT Money, Slip and Slide,
them. Boy, you don't bring about some memories. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? They listen to that out here. You know who we listening to.
Project Pat.
Quick.
Yeah.
It's just different. So that's it. You know, that's a regional thing. But what put me on Jay-Z was American Gangster. That's when I was like, okay, Jay.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay. Okay, I can't keep denying this nigga, bro. You gotta.
That came after the Black Album. Yeah, that was mine right there. That was mine.
And
right
can
there.
I clarify something too? When I say don't play it, I'm talking about in the hoods. It's not being played on the hoods.
Yeah.
We did hear it on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Because
niggas
back in the day, they used to listen to the radios in the car, whatever the case may be. So that's what I mean when I say that. Like, they weren't playing that in the clubs, you know, at the come together day and shit like that. So that's what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah,
we knew
the
who
hood.
The nigga was. Like, you got to know who Jay-Z
yeah,
is
real
if you
tough.
Into hip-hop. Come on, like, that's some stupid shit.
Come on, dope.
Yeah.
We ain't never been
clearly
on the block. We ain't never been, dope, keep it real. We ain't never been on the block, or we ain't never been kicking it. And we ain't never one nigga said, hey, bruh, put that hobo on.
Never happened.
So that's
never.
What I mean by that.
Never happened.
Yeah.
There's no disrespect. I still think he's a nigga, but there's just what it is, bro. That's reason. I mean, that's that's just saying where you hear in certain areas on the map. That's all I'm saying. I agree with y'all.
All right. And shout out to Kiki Wyatt looking like the Penguin. You're saying you're pregnant with a nice kid.
Damn. I like Kiki, dog.
She got some good pussy, though. Fertile pussy. Very fertile.
And she crazy, bro. So you know what I mean? Crazy girls got that fire.
Yeah, crazy girls got that fire, bro.
Fire.
That's
and you know what? And it's not that, okay, how about this one? Just trip on this. All players about to know what I'm saying. There is a difference between good pussy and good sex. There is a difference, everybody. Good pussy is a woman that you can put the condom on and you still feel that thing through it.
Man,
or,
that's so
you know
true,
what I'm saying?
Yep.
She could just sit there. She could arch it and you get in there like, oh, fuck. God damn. But there is a girl who just know how to fuck, do all the positions, the angles, the tricks, the role playing, the whimpering. She does it all. Goes for hours, squirting all that. That's good sex. Don't mean her pussy's better. It's just good sex. There's Kiki Wyatt. Kiki Wyatt,
yeah.
Bro. I think she got that. I think she got there like, oh my God, bitch, what are we doing here? Like the one sock on the edge of the bed with a cigarette in your mouth, like, and you look back
at her. Not the one sock, bro. That bitch halfway off.
Halfway off. And you look back at her like, bitch, who the fuck are you? You the devil.
Yeah.
You the devil.
Yeah,
hey,
no
put your mom on the phone.
You
bitch.
Oh,
put your mom on the phone. I ain't never come home.
hey, Harlem Nights, 87. Nigga, that was Harlem Nights, nigga, real talk.
100.
Hey, Jim, what's our next topic, man? So we can
go. All right, man, next topic up. Is ratchetness sexy or annoying? Now, this is my thing, y'all. You know, I feel like, keep it real.
Oh,
everybody
shit.
Got a little,
oh,
everybody
shit.
Like a little ratchet bitch, yeah, now and then. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like deep down, you know, niggas can kind of be on that hood shit sometimes, be a little ratchet. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a little ratchet moment. So for me, depending on certain circumstances, I would say it could be sexy. You know what I'm saying? But if a bitch, you just ratchet and you just no good, like, bitch, that's all you do. You know what I'm saying? That's like some con artist shit to me. Then it'll become annoying. Right? I feel like we all from the hood. You know what I'm saying? We all know how the gangster get. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool. Just don't fucking overdo it. You know, sometimes you need a motherfucker to be ratchet at the right moment. You know what I'm saying? Like when they fuck up on your food, when you go to the motherfucking Chili's and they ain't bringing your shit to you the way they're supposed to. Then turn up on their ass. That's when you get ratchet. And then your food be free. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes that shit work. But just to be on that dumb shit all day long, just to be doing it, of course it'll be annoying, man. So I say it goes either way, fellas. Those are my thoughts on it. I want to know what y'all niggas think.
So hold on, Jit. I'm going to ask you the question. I'm also ask Zave this question, too.
Okay.
Target, would you rather go shopping with your girl at Target or Walmart?
Target, nigga. I can't stand Walmart.
I hate Walmart.
Boy, and you know, a lot of motherfuckers like, nigga, really? Yeah, motherfucker.
Yes. Talk
yeah.
to him, Jit.
And Target, yeah. In the day, even though those motherfuckers high as hell, though, I just found that out. I'm like, bitch, this is Target. I mean, we paying $40, $50 for shit. But go ahead, though.
So that's my point. You know what?
You got to
preserve. You have a low tolerance for ratchetness. You have a low tolerance for ratchetness. You have a low tolerance. See? Go ahead, Zay.
I gotta love what he just said because he nailed it. But I hate Walmart. I literally hate that motherfucker because you know what?
Yeah.
I'm always in the fucking aisle where somebody's EBT card is fucked up. It's a long ass Mexican line of family. It's just some fuck this nigga at order trying to get all the fucking cigarillos and all that shit in the back that can't find. I hate Walmart.
I go real late at night if I gotta go Tuesday. It'd be
oh,
later
yeah.
than the motherfucker, nigga. Dressing all black.
You know what it is? Nigga, you try to get shot. Check this out. Hold on.
Nigga, I'm Darth Vader, nigga.
I would be the real. Now, this is the thing about ratchet. When I was younger in my good Hunter's Point days, oh, I loved the ratchet girl. I loved the hood girl. Dope, I'm in Sunnydale, Geneva Top. I'm in a brick home.
Oh.
I'm in Sunnydale. I'm in a Point. Nigga, I'm on 98th and Deep. Nigga, I'm on Cherry Street. Nigga, I'm fucking some back of some brandy. Nigga. I got hood bitches. Okay, hood bitches. You know, I'm stuck hood bitches. But here's the thing, though. As I got older, I like squares. It's something about a square that's sexy to me. Like, and when I mean a square, I mean a hip square. Who still's hip, who still knows how to be cool, but she's drama-free. I'm older, y'all. I'm in my 30s. You know what comes with ratchet? Drama. Now, I don't know about y'all niggas, but I don't have the blood pressure level to deal with drama in my older age.
I got hypertension.
I'm allergic to drama, baby. That shit breaks me out in hives. I don't need that. You feel me? I'm allergic to it, man. I got my flu shots for that shit. I'm just letting it be known. So I don't like ratchet, but I do love was sexy to me, and I speak for everybody, is a confident, strong woman. That's hot. That's that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want no ratchet. It's not a turn on to me. I went through that phase in my life. I'm not with that, but a strong, confident woman who is like my boy just said, at that time when she got to turn the fuck up, she going to turn the fuck up, and that's going to turn you on.
Yeah,
like
nice,
a bear.
Nice
like a
balance. Yeah.
You're like, right, thank you. It's that balance you look for in a woman. So So that ratchet shit, that's cool in your 20s, maybe. It's cute. Your teens, it's cute. But if you fucking with a bitch that's ratchet in your 30s and your 40s, my nigga, you need to look at yourself in the mirror because it's you. You tripping. You ain't grown up yet.
You ain't grown up yet.
Know the ratchetness.
All right, so I respect that,
dude. Cool.
Yeah, well said.
So I'm going to agree with you, Negroes. I would rather have fire ants eat honey out my ass than go to Walmart.
Walmart sucks. It sucks.
It is the worst feeling. I just can't do it. I'm a Tarjay man. I go to Safeway before I go to Lucky's. It's just me, man.
But you know, for me though, dog, it ain't cause of the people and shit. Like, you know, cause I'm gonna be honest, and I'm right here, motherfucker, Duval County. Y'all know I ain't been to a Walmart yet, and Lord, please, if I go next time, I don't want to see it either. But I ain't seen a motherfucker fighting a Walmart. I ain't seen that in front of my eye. My thing is, y'all got groceries in this motherfucker, toys.
Yeah.
You can pay, you know, pills, all this shit, bro. First of all, nigga, don't feel like doing all that walking in this big ass store. And my thing is, my nigga, just put a roller coaster in that motherfucker, like make it roll up more. You know, it's so, you know what I'm saying? Like, put some rides in that bitch, make it an amusement park. But like, that's a huge ass store, dog. And for me, it's just because I'm black and fucking lazy. I don't feel like doing all that motherfucking walking, bro.
I want to go.
And you can't sit in the car while a nigga in that motherfucker, because nigga, you're gonna be out there for about 4 or 5 hours. So you fucked if
oh my God.
Whether you go or not.
Shout out to my son who got his job at Walmart. Shout out to my son who got a job at Walmart. You know what? Crazy is my first job I got was at Walmart too, because I told my dad I didn't want to work fast food. My son said the same thing. He didn't want to work. So it's crazy.
And that's a good start way too, man. That's very good. For real, though.
Yeah, there we go.
Motherfuckers got good benefits. They wouldn't hire my black ass, y'all. I think I got too many a criminal history. I tried to work.
Hold on. I don't mean to dope you going to get on this, but I got to give a quick shout out to somebody from my timeline. Ms. Vaughn at MRZ, CADE. I'm putting you out there, sweetheart. She just said, what you know about the brick homes? We got a new listener. I just want to give her a shout out.
Oh, man, you saw that. Salute, baby. Salute.
Pass the love out there. We do this every Wednesday, Trap. Come tune in. But I know about them brick homes. What you know about them brick homes, girl? About that life. But go ahead. Much love to you.
I love that shit, man.
Yeah, man. And but yeah, I mean, when it comes to ratchet, I like a little bit. I like you to smack your lips. I like you to, you know what I'm saying, to pop, you know what I'm saying, pop your hands.
Rolling your eyes and shit. Yeah.
Roll your eyes every now and then. Not too much, but pat your weave a little bit. Pat your hair a little bit. I'm cool with that. But and every now and then, I want to be the one to have to calm you down. Like, look, babe, look, don't turn up, because if come back and they spit in your food, you're going to want to kill them. So just chill out. Or when they trying to call, you know, Comcast, babe, look, just calm down. I like that. But if you going outside and you got your pajamas on to go pick up my kid from school, you still got the rollers in your hair.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know, I'm just saying, if you got the Uggs with the bottom almost missing. Come on, man.
That's ratchet. Yeah.
Come on, man. If none of your DVDs have a cover on it, you ain't bought not one DVD? If you got four Redbox DVDs. You got four Redbox DVDs. Come on, man.
Speaking of the DVDs and the CDs thing, that's another thing I hated about Walmart. Look, shut up, shit. Let me get this out. You know where I'm going. It's not about that. I love the hustle, and I love that you want to get your music out. Trust me, bro. All the great ones started there. But, my nigga, if you don't get your bum-ass $3.99 CD that you've been trying to sell for the last 2 years,
that's so real, though.
You know it's bad when a nigga be like, bro, I just give it to you for free. Just listen to it. My nigga, look, bro, look, I got a debit card, okay? I'm going in there in this J. jungle and try to find my shit. I don't have time to be supporting your free 99 CD, bro. Look, stop. Get away from me. But I still pay for them. I really do, because we all been in the booth, and I know brothers who's trying to get in the game and elevate. But if you don't get your fucking... Your bullshit ass CD out of my fucking face, bro.
Yeah, nigga, y'all sell some food stamps. Hey, that's what you need to be selling. Y'all giving out CDs. Hey. Sell on food stamps in front of Walmart.
Hey, yeah. Hell yeah. What you got on that EBT card, bro? I give you one for that 100. I give you 50 for that 100. What's up? Let's go right now. All right.
Yeah, man. Look, I, you know what? Here's one thing I see now. See, this is what I love about Real Trap, because we'll say something and it'll jump into something else.
I love
artists. Here's how I feel about you, artists. If you don't take the time to at least make your cover of your CD presentable, why would I buy it? Because it's obvious your music's not going to be any good. Anybody that has any type of talent is not going to give you a CD blank with Sharpie. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen. Any person that actually took time, spent money, did whatever they needed to do to produce and make good music is not going to give you a CD with a Sharpie on it. It's not going to happen.
And I want to add that, because you know, there's a lot of artists making their own mixtape covers. I want to say this. I'm going to be 100 with you, because y'all know I've been supporting the indie artists. Now, if you can do it and it's halfway decent, why not? You know, because my thing is, because you always want to cut out the middleman. You always want to do that. But goddamn it, bro, if you ain't got no type of graphic ability, don't do it, and don't get fucking offended when somebody say, hey, you know what I'm saying, this shit here ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say that out there to my artists, too. Like, when y'all be putting out these mixtapes, even your fucking singles, get you a good, decent graphic designer. And that's what motherfuckers need to start building relationships with. Graphic designers change your whole fucking brand. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm talking directly to my independent artists. You gotta stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's real nigga shit, because I tell them straight up from the gate up, when I see it, this might fly, this might not. You know what I'm saying? So invest in you a fucking decent graphic designer. And that's real trap.
You might not have $1 million, but you can look like it.
Yeah, and then the nigga got offended when I said something.
Yeah. I spent more on my album cover than I did making my album.
That's what I'm saying, good brother. That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, you still ain't getting my royalties, nigga. Didn't I produce a few tracks on your shit?
You ain't touched the microphone since Jerry Rice was on the Niners. That's the last time you got your microphone.
Everybody want me to come out of retirement. I'm old, man. I got hip hop hooray bars, nigga. I'm talking about.
I know what you mean, man.
You feel me? Hip hop. Hey, somebody say, oh, that's me, nigga.
Oh,
no.
Hey, man, at the end of the day, man, there's a market for you, Zave. There's old Negroes that want to hear that. There's old Negroes that want to hear it.
I know. But
everybody
I'm not
don't
fucking with you.
That's real. That's real, too.
Yeah. People don't want to keep getting younger and younger. I like being old, and I like hearing old stuff, but it's got to be good stuff. And I was talking about this stuff earlier. I was like, hey, don't be that old nigga that rap on a new beat and sound like an old nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't adjust your flow. You ain't got to rap like the Migos, but don't be doing like Lil' Kim. I heard that new song by Lil' Kim, and I was so disgusted. I'm kind of like, Lil' Kim, you got this 1996, you know what I'm saying, no time flow on this 2017 beat, or now it's 2018, and you got somebody with the auto-tune. The auto-tune's way too high, and it's just, come on, no, don't do it. Embrace your oldness, but just adapt your flow. You know, just adapt your flow, man. Do like 2K.
Yeah, you know
like
what, though? I can kind of agree with you on that, because I fuss with Lil' Kim. That's like, she's iconic to me. I can tell y'all so many stories. My mama did not like fucking Lil' Kim. Let's just put it that way. But, bro, I do feel like she could have went a whole nother. It was too kind of reggae. I wasn't feeling it either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She could have did something with that. She could have did something. Her and Remy could have really, really did something. Not saying that the song ain't cool. It's decent to me, actually.
It's
not
cool.
That bad. But
nah,
she could have flowed. It just wasn't what I was expecting. So I wholeheartedly agree with you on that, though.
Man, listen to me. Little Kim looks like Sammy Sosa. Kim looks like the Cowardly Lion. No, hold on. Little Kim looks like the Cowardly Lion from The Wiz. What the fuck happened to you, sweetheart? You sitting over here. The problem I got with Little Kim is, why are you trying to compete with this broad Nicki Minaj? You didn't have to compete with her. You just had to keep doing Kim. Okay?
Yeah.
It's gone, baby. It's gone. Listen. It's gone. What you should have did, Kim, was took your ass to Hollywood. You should expand it. Once again, I keep saying this to people to get in their head. Expand your portfolio. Okay? And you should be owning shit and doing some other shit. But you sitting up here talking about paying homage. You old niggas need to stop worried about motherfuckers paying you homage. You need to be worried about motherfuckers paying you checks and getting paid.
Wow.
Still eating. Okay? Stop. Paying homage. Let me help y'all understand. Homage don't pay the bills. It don't. It just don't. Only time homage pays the bill when a nigga still putting a check in your hand for the good you did for them back in the days, or you showing them the game. Okay? So y'all niggas need to wake up with this homage shit. All right? Y'all niggas, what you should have done is jump on the tracks with them.
Well,
I'm sorry,
I respect that. I respect that. But now I got to say this on that homage shit. That's a motherfucking must when you're coming up into something that a motherfucker done paid your way for now. You know what I'm saying? What you said, I agree with it. But that homage, that's very important. That's like a nigga just walking up in your shit all willy-nilly. You ain't spoke to nobody when you came up in having that. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you, but I think the wrong niggas be wanting motherfuckers to pay homage. Some niggas think they iconic when they really not. Some niggas think they legends when they really not. But for my true legends and my true icons, we got to pay homage to a nigga that paid the way for it.
But I know everybody pays homage to Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim is a staple in rap history. Like, if we're talking about rap timeline, you is not going to skip over the Lil' Kim era. You not. Female-wise,
you can't. Yeah,
right? So it's not about that whole thing about Nicki didn't pay her homage, because I don't know that story. Maybe she said a good shout-out. I don't know. But all I'm saying is, Kim, you should have got on with your ways combined.
No, you worried about that.
And unify the female rap game. Because the problem with y'all bitches is y'all keep going at each other instead of going with each other and taking over some shit like what's happening really in the world. That's the problem
I
have with Kim. You getting fake ass shots. You turning your skin lighter. You getting longer weaves. You trying to be Nicki Minaj. I'm lucky you're competing with her. You're competing. Why?
That's respect.
Put your lighters
up. Put your
lighters up. You're not going to tell me. And you're not going to tell me little
Kim
didn't
body.
And you feel me. And you ain't going to tell me that little Kim didn't body on what's that one song with Mod Deep? Well, it's the real shit, jumping in the field.
Hey,
that's
one of my favorites. Quiet,
I got that on the switchboard right now.
So here we go again. Light as a rock, dick hard as a cock. Kim killed. That was my favorite Kim right there. She killed him. She killed that song.
Yeah.
Body.
That's what she should have done.
What's our next topic, Jit?
What's the next topic? All right, the next one is a little deep. Real Trap Wednesdays on Next to Blow Radio. If your brother or sister was convicted for rape, would you still be there for them? That is so motherfucking deep. That's so deep. And I don't even know what's really going to come up out my mouth right now, but I will say this. My nigga, I don't play that rape shit. Because you can't tell me with all this, with all that, this free pussy in the world.
And you mean
you got to rape some motherfucker? The shit, you can get it for free these days. You understand what I'm saying? So that's a strong offense, man. Even if I thought about, because it's not even about me forgiving my brother or sister for doing it. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's their issue. But even if I thought about moving on, that would be a long motherfucking process. You understand what I'm saying? Now, what I still would be concerned about, and I know this might sound crazy, you know, might sound like an oxymoron or whatever, I would still worry about their well-being, you know, if they in harm's way, which they probably might be, you know, depending on the situation or whatever the case may be. But any communication, relationship. Yeah, I mean, that's a strong offense, my nigga. Shit might do just get cut off. And before we could be able to move forward, that would be a long process. You know what I'm saying? So, that's deep. Because blood is blood. And let me tell you something. Blood can do some of the most worst shit to you more than your motherfucking next door neighbor. Sometimes family hurts you the most. But what I want people to understand is family is everything. Blood is motherfucking blood at the end of the day. Just like with our moms and dads. You only get one motherfucking mama. I don't give a fuck what she did to you. That's still your mama at the end of the day. Blood is blood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, it's real deep, fellas. I don't really know where to go with it. But, you know, if you could, if I could consider moving on, it would be a long process. And I still would be worried about my siblings' well-being. So, that's my thoughts on the topic, fellas. I want to know what y'all think. Some real shit, dope. Salute, my brother.
Can I go dope real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right, let me jump in real quick. First of all, Jit, I've never met you but on here. And for what you just said to me, that lets me know, my brother, on some real shit, I'm talking to you as a brother, that I can trust you because you got a conscience and you got a heart for what you just said. Because a lot of us would have said, you know, like, hey, man, that's still my nigga, man. Hey, whatever he did or she did, that's what they did, but that's still my nigga, so I'm rocking with my nigga. So to me, that's letting me know, yeah, I get your loyalty and I get your blood and I get that. But your boy, your brother, your folks just did some of the worst shit that they could have done to somebody who didn't ask for it. Yeah. So for you to just look over and be like, that's my nigga, I'm rocking with him, whoa, my G, that's showing me that maybe you would do it. That's maybe showing you don't find nothing wrong or whatever. But it's a two-way street. I agree with Jit. You know what I'm saying? Dope, this was a real good one. Even though you got a few rape cases out there, this was a good question.
Yes. That was bad.
Like,
yes. That was bad.
I love
them. Oh, my God.
I love
them.
That was real H&M. That was real H&M right there, Zay.
That's fucked up, man. I'll tell you. Okay, take it out. Here's the thing. If I said right now to y'all, my brothers, I said, hey, man, I'm up for murder. I murdered somebody. Would y'all still fuck with me?
I put some money in your book. I put some money
on
your book for some top ramen.
Okay. You put some money on
my
book?
A murder,
okay.
That's a bit extreme, my nigga. I don't know.
Okay, well, to me, I'm like you, Jit. Hear what I'm saying with this. Rape. Child molestation is the worst, lowest piece of shit that I would ever say. That's the worst thing to me. Mm-hmm. If I got to put things in a ranking order of worst account, molesting the child goes number one. That's
you already knew. Under the jail.
There's no go backs for you, my nigga. Under the jail.
Yeah.
Rape, murder. And you know, it's just hard to say. But what I'm saying is, what Jit is right. If it's your brother and you love your brother to death and they fucked up or a demon got into them or something, you're still going to put money on their books. You still going to pray for them. You might even write them and go see them one time and tell them how you really feel. But if you got a conscience and you got daughters, my nigga, when you ask questions like this, the first thing that goes to my head is daughters. Daughters. So it fucks me up. Here, who are we talking about? And I love my brother. That's my best friend, man. I trust the only man, that's the only person with dick and balls I trust 100% with my money, my woman, my kids, and my life, 100. So what I'm saying is, for me to be like, bro, I can't fuck with you no more, God bless you, here you go, but I can't rock with you the same, that's because I'm putting my daughters above my brother. So it's a hard question to answer. I'm with Jit on this. It's a two-way street,
bro.
Believe it or not.
It is.
But you got to understand, though, too, bro, if you got daughters, because you got to believe in that karma thing, man. That'd kill me if something happened like that to my daughters. Knock on wood, God bless. I would snap. I would lose it. I'm not Zay.
I knew you would.
It ain't no more radio. It ain't no more radio show for me. It ain't gonna be no more cool ass Zay. Come through, kick it, watch the fight. But nah, nigga, it's funk. So that's what I'm saying, Joe. This is a good ass question. It makes you deep, you know, go deep on that one, bro. So I'm with Jit. It's a two-way street.
Man, so the reason why I brought up this particular topic, because we all know about the fact that Nicki Minaj's brother was, you know, charged for molesting, you know, 13-year-old, right? And she paid for the dude's defense and everything, right?
Right.
That's her brother, right? That's her
right.
brother. Now right. I think about, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, I'm, you know, I got, you know, I got, you know, a blood, my blood brother, right? My blood brother, the nigga, like, if I die, he's the executive of my estate, right? So he's the one who's going to make sure all my kids get what they're supposed to get. That's my brother, right? That's how much I love this nigga, right? If I die, he's going to make sure my kids is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
My dad's not it. My mom, nobody else but my brother, I know he's going to make sure my kids is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they said he raped somebody or he molested somebody, I'd put some money on his books, but bro, I can't rock with you because we better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like we better than that. We are literally better than that. Like we don't what you know what I'm saying? And I you know, like that's on the rape side.
I feel
like,
you
that's
do.
On the rape side. I'm just saying on the murder side.
Yeah.
On the murder side, here's how I look at it. First of all, you're not supposed to just be out here killing willy nilly killing people.
Right.
There's only two times you're supposed to pull that pistol. Somebody got a pistol or somebody got a pistol. Those are the only two times you're supposed to pull out your gun is because they got a pistol. Other than that, you're supposed to knuckle up, and if you take an L.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean, so it's like, okay, if you out here just shooting people, and, you know, they don't know how to shoot nowadays. It'll be, like, I don't think it's snitching if you shoot out here and you hit a little kid. And I say, yeah, he's the one who did it.
Yeah,
you know,
hell no,
that
ain't no snitching.
They didn't contract to be a gangster. They didn't say, okay, yeah, between me and you, we're going to do this
like
criminal
that.
Activity. You know what I'm saying?
I like what you said.
Okay, cool. You guys make that pact, y'all going to do some criminal activity, you better not snitch. If you snitch, you need to be snitches. Snitches get dicked.
Nah, that's
whatever.
Snitching. Yeah, I agree.
I like
but
that.
I
like what you said.
If that's what I'm But see, we get in the game. No, if I shoot innocent people, I do anything. That's snitching. No, that's not snitching. That's protecting my community.
Yeah.
No, I like what you said though about that with kids. I didn't contract to be a gangster. I love that. I love what you just said,
mm-hmm.
bro. That's real shit. These kids
yeah.
didn't ask for that. Like they're not a part of that. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing
it
I do
back
say
the wrong
about
is wrong.
That. Yeah,
right
you know
is
what
right.
I mean? And that goes. That that's one thing I do have a problem with our community. These motherfuckers who just, come on, man, for real? You sleep good with yourself at night? You just killed an innocent motherfucking kid, man. No innocent kid should get hurt in the line of bullshit. That's why I respect Italians. You don't hear Italian kids getting killed on willy-nilly shit, do you? I'll
Never.
Wait on that answer. You don't hear the target who was trying to get hit or the person who was not the target getting hit in their shit. It's organized. We're not organized. I hate when people say, bro, I'll tear up your whole block. Bro, there's good people that live on this person's block.
Mm-hmm.
They don't deserve
mm-hmm.
that shit, man.
Yeah. Real nigga shit.
Seriously.
Real trap.
What is Scarface say? Scarface says, I don't kill women, I don't kill kids.
I don't kill kids. I don't kill
that's
kids,
right.
man.
And that's the motherfucking code, and that's the problem. Niggas don't respect the code no more. And
right.
that's when you know it's a problem. That means you mean tell me, because I don't give a fuck what you say. The toughest motherfucking nigga, the toughest gangster, that nigga had a heart. That nigga took care
yes.
of motherfucking family.
Yes.
That nigga had some type of motherfucking conscience. And
right.
that's what bothers me, when nigga don't even want to motherfucking respect the code no more, because niggas make it so easy.
Now we
that.
Talking.
I have a problem.
Now
with
we
that.
Talking. Now we talking. What happened to the code? We need to do a show on some shit like that. That's what I need to work
yeah.
on. What happened to the code? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
It ain't tricking if
yeah.
you ain't got it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like what do you mean it ain't, nigga? That's still tricking. You got it. You tricking.
Yeah.
Oh man, because you
couldn't drink
broke
it.
Niggas
you
trick all
drink it,
day long.
Got it.
Yeah, broke niggas trick
yeah.
all day long, so you know that don't make no goddamn sense.
Nah, man, that shit killed me though, bro. And I, shout out to the real, And shout out to the real gangsters out there, the real cats out there in the streets that's really getting it in, putting in that work. Listen, man, God bless y'all. Y'all have to do this too.
Mama, man.
But
whack.
I'm going to tell y'all straight up, I want to give a shout out to the real gangsters who I've seen it even on social media that have slid up on niggas and was like, bro, you lucky you got your kid, I'll knock you off. And they gave
that's
him a
pass. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's a code. So to y'all young brothers or to whoever's in that life, for the ones who's listening and who's doing in that, I don't agree with what y'all doing, my brother, but I ain't your judge. I damn sure ain't your jury. And I want y'all to get home safe. But for at least for y'all who's doing that, y'all got at least a good understanding. Y'all got a heart. It's still light for y'all, brothers. It's still light for y'all.
Bro, I was 17 years old, and I went to my OG. I was trying to sell dope for this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And he kept a culture, nigga. This ain't what you want to do, whatever the case may be. Do y'all know this nigga went back and told my motherfucking mama the next day? You know what I'm saying? That he made it seem like it was all good. You know, in my face or whatever. Hey, nah, you know, you don't get into this shit. You know what I'm saying? But even though I ain't speak to the black ass nigga for a minute, because I was in my bag, you know, I was in my motherfucking room. But that's the best thing. That's the best thing a nigga could have ever motherfucking done for me, man. Because I could have been dead or in jail. And the reason why I say that, I still get stereotyped to this day. Well, motherfuckers, not the job I'm working at now, thought I was the weed man. Oh, you look like I look like a weed man. So I just want to put this and make this clear. I never sold drugs a day in my motherfucking life. And I said, when to put that out there on Real Trap Wednesday. And that's for real, for real.
Good shit. No. Good shit. I pushed a little bit, my bad. But you know what, look, it was just a little bit. Okay?
Never sold,
no,
man. You push drugs like right in, nigga. Don't nobody. You push drugs like right in, nigga.
I might buy some,
like
but I ain't selling it.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Man, we got more topics.
Right, so we got what, two more topics yet?
We got two more, man. We got two more.
Oh yeah, let's rush through these, right?
We gonna save the sex and love one.
Goddamn, you. Okay, we'll save it for next week.
We gonna say yeah, because it's gonna be a good one, Jit. It's gonna be a good one.
Okay, let's go ahead and do the last topic.
Let's do the last topic.
All right, man. Real Trap Wednesdays next to Blow Radio. Final topic of the night. Name your five favorite white singers. A lot of y'all finna get mad at me real quick, but I'm going to tell you something. I ain't got five, nigga. I got two. And that's motherfucking Tina Marie and Celine Dion. I ain't trying to figure out what white nigga song. What? That's all I got. Yeah, I hate it, bro. Yeah, you know, maybe y'all might got some good ones. You know what I'm saying? But that's my personal. Celine Dion.
Okay.
And rest in peace, Tina Marie. Fellas, what y'all got?
Oh, okay.
Because I need a three, a four, and a five. I put y'all shit on my
list. Okay. So, Dove, you might have to help me with this one. You're going to have to help me with this one. But I'm agree. First of all, if Tina Marie ain't on your list, y'all suck. Suck for the record.
I thought that lady was black. I swear to God, I thought she was black.
Tina Marie is my favorite female vocalist of all time. So I got Tina. Number two, I got to go with my favorite white boy, Justin Timberlake. You can't say nothing bad about that white boy.
I'll be on my sitting That Justified album.
So I got those two. Number three, I got Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates.
Oh, you thieving ass. You thieving ass.
Daryl Hall.
Thieving ass.
I heard his name. I'm just not putting the song.
Jit.
Hall & Oates. Think Hall & Oates, Jit. You know what I'm saying?
Sarah
Smile. Eyes. They watching you.
And then Maneater. The song, whoa, here she go. Watch out, boy.
Watch out, boy.
I heard that. All right, go ahead, little white boy. That's what's up.
Number four, I'm going to go with my nigga Phil Collins. On the low.
Phil Collins. Yeah.
Baby that.
Right?
Man.
Right. I'm going to go there. And then number five, I'm going to fuck y'all niggas up. I don't know if y'all ever heard this female singer. Lisa Stansfield.
I forgot she was white. I ain't even trying to be funny. See, of course, yeah.
Overseas, Overton,
I'm putting
those
on
are
my
five.
List. I'm putting Lisa
I got,
on my
I go with those five. Those are my five.
And Phil, whatever the nigga name was.
So I see. I'm gonna throw y'all for a complete loop. I'm gonna throw y'all for a complete loop. See, because you stole about four of mine. You stole about four of mine.
What?
You already know I was gonna go. I was gonna go Tina Marie. Like I was gonna go Tina. You already know I was gonna go Tina Marie.
Yeah, we all go all Tina right. Marie. You gotta go Tina Marie.
But I'm gonna go way out the box. Right.
You better not say who I think you about to say. I swear to God, I know who you about to say. But go ahead. I'm gonna let you say it.
My number one white singer of all time,
watch this.
Michael McDonald.
I knew he was going to tell you, motherfucker. You think Yamo be there, ass nigga? Yamo be there one more time, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, come on, man, the Doobie Brothers. Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Okay.
Shout out.
All right, my number two is Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder.
Remember.
That's what's up. Now I'll be doing it.
That Pearl Jam, that 10 album, that was, come on, man. Eddie Vedder, come on, man.
That's that verb in you, boy.
All right. My third.
You mean your fourth, nigga? You on your fourth?
No, I'm on three. I just
no,
said two.
Not. You got Tina Marie, Michael McDonald.
No, you said Tina Marie. I said
you
Michael
don't have Tina Marie in your five.
You already have her. I'm not going with her. I can't go with her.
Oh, okay.
Already
okay.
got her.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I got Pearl Jam. I got Michael McDonald. My next one is Mick Jagger.
Oh, we love
Rolling
Mick Jagger.
Stone.
That's my nigga. That's my nigga, man. I fuck with Mick.
I heard of
it. I fuck with Mick. Okay, I forgot. Yeah,
hey,
that's a good
up,
one.
Mick. Go ahead, Mick Jagger. Shit, that's what's up. Shit.
All right, my next one. Y'all gonna roast me.
I'm gonna roast
you,
but say it.
I can't believe that nigga said Lisa Stansfield. I'm mad about that one because I love her.
You like that one?
I forgot. Go ahead though.
Van Halen. Oh,
David Lee
Roth.
Oh, that's my nigga.
I fuck with Brody.
That's what. Jit, like, who the fuck are these white people?
I have no idea. You know they don't have
no idea.
And then my final is Sting / The Police.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. I'm not mad at Sting. You know who, though? You know, I'm not mad at the list at all because I forgot about Mick Jagger. But you know, we forgot about two motherfuckers. George Michaels and David Bowie.
Heard of them.
But we forgot about Billy Joel, Elton John. I mean, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
But I'm talking
Billy
about
Joel.
My favorite.
Yeah, no.
You're saying because I can only mess with Elton John for so much. Like, so much. and David Bowie, only so much. And, you know,
yeah,
man.
David Bowie.
So I like white groups like AC/DC. You know, Metallica. You know,
but that shows your diversity, man. So that's some raw shit, man. That's some real nigga shit. You understand what I'm saying? So
I'm
saying, I can definitely respect that.
For real, man.
You got to.
I think I'm about to go slash some Lisa Stansfield before I go to bed. Shit. Being around the world and
Hey, boy, you brought my memory on that one, man. Mama used to play that one, man. And she still can't find the nigga. But, yeah.
You been around the whole world? A couple of times, too,
shit. You still ain't found nobody. But we going to work it out.
It's been like Ben and Roger Ball and
Miami and Fort Lauderdale and all that. It's all good.
Fellas, I'm out, man.
This is the best show ever, man. Straight up from the get up.
Excellent show. excellent show.
Hey, man.
Next week,
get the hell out of here. Give your shouts out so you can get out of here, Zay, because you act like you like you got a wife and curfew and kids.
Nah.
And shit.
I got no. The lotion is calling me, man. I gotta go get this lotion. Right now. You feel me? No, but no.
Extreme Tube, looking ass nigga. That nigga say he don't watch Pornhub. He watch Extreme Tube.
No,
X videos. Like
listen to me.
No,
shit, X videos.
It's all the same.
It's
the same
search
shit,
engine.
Bro.
It's a great search engine. Nobody.
No, I wrote it down. I'm going right after.
Wrote
the
it down. Don't do that. Like anything you want. All right, but listen. Big shout out to all my boys, man. My brothers on the radio,
love
man.
You,
everybody. And hey, man, love you too, man. It's all love. But I want to give a shout out, like I said, to Ms. Vaughn. Thank you for tapping in. Shout out to the city, man. The Brick Homes, man.
Thank
I have a lot of memories of that motherfucker, man. But, man, big shout out to everybody working on some stuff, man. But right now, I'm honestly, bro, 2018 is going to be a great year for us.
Absolutely.
Best advice I can give anybody listening right now is surround yourself with progressive people and stay positive. If you do those two P's, you will profit. Trust me on that. Trust me. Be around progressive people and really stay positive, baby, and pray up. So shout out to my brothers, man. I love y'all. Y'all stay up. I'm going to get with y'all soon. Don't get at me. Jit, you keep running Duval County like only you could, nigga.
Appreciate it, bro.
Only you could.
Much love,
bro.
All right,
fellas. Be smooth.
Salute.
I'm glad we got him off the show because I didn't like the pretty motherfucker anyway.
you
like it for that.
All right, man. This your boy Jit Chronicles, aka the Black Lyric King, man. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet tonight. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Zave. Ain't nothing but love, man. Epic fucking show. Dope. You already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Real Trap Wednesdays next to Blow Radio. Got to show love to Miss Queen T. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my nigga Lee Bass. If you could check me out on the all-new episode of Ground Hard Radio tomorrow night, man, it's going down latest night. And we got Miss Angel 904. She's going to be in the building representing for all the queens out there in Duval, man. So make sure you check me out, groundhardradio.com, man. And once again, it's your boy Jit Chronicles, and I'm going to always be next to Blow on your motherfucking radio. And I'm out.
Hey, man. You know how we do. Me and Jit hold it down from the west to the south. It's a south-west connection.
Yeah, man.
Catch us here on Wednesdays, Real Trap Wednesday. Me and Jit. Shout out to my man, Zave. Shout out to Lady B. Shout out to Lady B, who comes through every now and then and adds a little flavor onto it. You can catch me and Jit both on Grind Hard tomorrow.
You
y'all tune in to next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we're going to have some hot topics just like we did today. Shout out to everybody that tuned in on the switchboard. Shout out to everybody that tuned in online. And once again, thank you for supporting Next to Blow. Shout out to Miss Queen T. Shout out to my man Lee Band. We up out of here, man.
Millie Rock on the ass. Next to Blow Radio.
Oh, well, then hold on, Jay. Hold on. Let me play it. Hold on, Jay.
Let's Millie Rock. Nigga, hide it in my sock. Millie Rock.
You want to hear that one, or you want to hear the Quiet Storm remix? Which one?
You already know me, man. My beat. I ain't that goddamn film, nigga. Let's go.
Here we go.
Next Blow Radio.
It's been through it all, man. Blood, sweat, and tears. Niggas is dead and shit. What the fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I don't know, yo. You know, seen it all and been through it all, yo. That's how niggas know right now, yo. The mother for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
That's true.
Lil' Kim. BMG.
All right.
Yo.
Blowing niggas with rusty ass German things. Giving the dough as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains and pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Bitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my thuns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the Motorolas, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gas. Since a little dude, eating niggas full buck 50s. Niggas can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly bitch like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot, where my nigga rock like the fuck a lot. My book launched down, speak for itself, like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer, the UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya, I'm a leader, yeah, I'm some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Bitches suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M O B B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D double E P. Bruh, yeah, wish I lived a life I lived. And yo, pride and tell them what this is done. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. You rock that shit, that real life shit. Makes bitches wanna thug it, make the projects of it. You come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it, let's do it. Infamous small bosses, check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost is gangsta. How we rock while you watch, attracted to our style. This is how we get down with big jewelry and big guns. We get busy, it get grisly. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get to running for the men's, get to jumping. The fans get to thumping. MOBV got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
The real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
Yo, yeah.
You wanna come out here?
In New York, I'm mainly rock. Hiding in my socks. Running from a op. And I shoot at op.
What?
And I'm on the block.
What? What? What?
And I'm on the block.
What?
In New York, I'm mainly rock.
Hello?
Hiding in my socks.
What?
Hiding in my socks.
What?
Selling every rock.
What? 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 What?
In New York, I'm mainly rock. Hiding in my socks.
What?
Useless every rock.
What?
Running from the cop.
What?
Shooting at the op.
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out here?
Shooting at the op.
What?
Cause I run that block.
What? What?
Give me top.
Top.
In my drop.
Top.
I didn't hug on flop.
Flop. Flop.
When I drop.
Drop.
Drop. I didn't hug on flop.
Flop. Flop.
When I drop.
Drop.
Drop. I didn't hug on flop.
Flop. Flop.
When I drop.
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 Woo. 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 Woo.
I didn't hug on cash.
Kay.
I didn't hug on bad. Fucking on your bitch. I'm her dad.
Yo.
All these niggas sound like cats. Sound like cats.
What?
I'm a soldier.
What?
Damn, I thought I told you.
What?
Shooting like a soldier.
Ooh.
Like I'm from that northern.
What?
All these niggas.
What?
Always.
Bold.
What? Big.
Bang.
What?
Never.
Bold.
What?
Sip.
At.
What? Bet that shit slow.
Hello?
Bitch.
What?
Said she like my clothes.
Yeah.
I'm lying.
What?
Young Cardi Glove.
What?
Designer. It's on. Call it dirty lunch.
Yeah,
all of my bitches they rich,
huh?
And they stay rocking
that
rich,
huh?
What?
Yeah,
huh?
What?
What?
Yeah,
rich, rich,
huh?
Cash, card, bitch,
huh?
Rich,
bitch,
huh? Got a rich clique,
huh?
Sucking on the clique,
huh?
Sucking on the dick.
rock. Hiding in my sock. Hiding in my sock. Selling every rock. What? In New York, I'm in the rock. Hiding in my sock. Used to every rock. Running from the cop. Shooting at the op.
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out
bitch
here?
Ass niggas, fuck.